Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
I have no widgets today. I'm in my chat room working on a different computer, and I just can't get the widgets factor going here with everything, so I'm just going to freefall it. Hi, Betty Jo, already in the room. Boy, you just be bopping around all day, aren't you? From Movie Attic Headquarters, Betty Jo Tucker, every day, Tuesday at 4. I get that right? Oh, well, I always like to start my show with a little polka from my friend Tom Carosa from his new CD, Zesty. I love this song.
After Mass, just last Sunday, my sweetie pie and I went out to eat. We each ordered eight pierogies, four potatoes, two cheese, and two meat. Hers was gone within an instant. I had eaten six and still had two. Her eyes were full of love and hunger. So I asked, what would you do? She's my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. She packs them in like no one else does. Yes, my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. She's twice the girl that she once was. I had two surviving pierogies on my dish, wearing cute little onions like a vest. It looked better than I could ever wish, and could lead to cardiac arrest. My mouth was drooling and my taste buds were bursting from the smell of pork. But my baby yearned for my two pierogies, so I pushed them on her plate with my fork. She's my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl, my Polish ray of hope, a living dream. Yes, my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. She goes good with a spoon of sour cream. She smiled when she finished, what a date. Lots of love went into that meal. Our hearts and our stomachs did inflate, and the gravy on my shirt did congeal. Don't be stingy when it comes to your loved ones. Give them everything you've got without fear. Laugh and give thanks that you found her while you watch your pierogies disappear. She's my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. She eats them fast and doesn't ever gag. Yes, my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. I'll never need a doggy bed. I'll never need a doggy bed.
President.
were president, if I were president, there'd be at least 10 months of June for folks to spend their honeymoon and night winds all would have the sweetest scent. If I were president, if I were president, if I were president, silkworms in every house would grow and they would all be on the go in case there was a stocking accident. If I were president, there'd be lampposts like you've never seen. And streets would all be spotless clean. If I were president, if I were president, I'd have a cure that would work right for those who couldn't sleep at night. The time they stayed awake would be well spent. If I were president, if I were president, if I were president, the dogs whose habits all are strange would undergo a brand new change, and all day ice cream cone would cost a cent. If I were president, if I were president, if I were president, each bus would have a smoother run with lots of seats for everyone. Apartments once again would be for rent. If I were president, there would be no wrangling anymore for drumsticks that fell short before. If I were president, if I were president, I'd pick up feminine morale and get a man for every gal. More holidays would get my strong consent. If I were president.
Because of my work schedule, but I was happy that you were on the swing and I had some free time, and I wanted to come by and say hello.
Well,
Okay, and tell us about your projects that you're working on, Molo.
Oh, Lord. Well, right now I just got a Michael Bay film called No Pain, No Gain. It's actually not my film. I'm just working on it. Mark Wahlberg, Tony Shalhoub, The Rock, Dwayne, is going to start shooting Monday. We've been shooting it for about 2 weeks, and it's due out, I think, in June. It's the website's called No Pain, No Gain, the movie. And
what are you playing in it, Molo? What are you going to be playing?
I'm a kind of a bodybuilder kind of guy sitting around the pool with these hot-looking chicks talking to different people. I'm kind of a walk-on there.
Oh, that's good. Still work. I was on Smash as a camera woman last week, so.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Woman in maroon. That was me.
Probably yesterday afternoon, Michael Bay told me that he really liked the intensity in my eyes, so they're going to do a close-up Monday of me working out on Nautilus equipment or something with a personal trainer.
So are you featured or are you a day player?
Well, I was a day player to start with, but Michael Bay noticed me and said he wanted to get something with my eyes. I don't know. He apparently likes my eyes. And,
well, that's good. Then he's going to feature you.
Well, yeah, it can't be bad. I mean, you know, this was just kind of a happenstance thing. I did a trailer for another guy a while back in which I played a goon, and I threw this Calvin Klein model into the trunk of a car all day, and they really liked the angry, mean look. And
a lot of people have made a living just being that.
Can
so.
You believe that? I
yeah.
mean, I'm the nicest person you're ever going to meet, but I'm playing some of the most gruesome, nasty people on the face of the earth in the
What's your other movie? What's your other movie? You said you weren't.
The other movie is called Exposure with Joan Cusack and Tom Sizemore and Corey Feldman, and I am a main player in that. I'm the evil mad scientist killing the cast. Basically, I'm going to kill everybody. So far, I bumped off a couple of Victoria's Secret supermodels, which was fun.
Well, you're going to be good for Betty Jo's movie Attic Headquarters when all these come out.
Oh, I'd do anything for Betty Jo. She's my buddy.
She's the best.
She and I have been for years. The HBO series is a dark comedy called The Old Man and the Jew. And I can't believe it. I don't think that'll be the final title, though. I think HBO is going to step in and change that. But I'm playing a guy named Phil who's sort of like House character without the medicine. He's super rich, and my alternate ego is, I think Christy Swanson's playing a serial rapist who's chasing me because I'm rich. It's really kind of a dark comedy, but we've been shooting that for a couple of months now. We're going to get 6 episodes in the can before HBO gives us an air date, but we're looking at the end of summer, I think.
Well, that's terrific. And is this in Florida?
Believe it or not, it's all in the Tri-County area.
In Florida, because I'm
yes,
in New York
ma'am.
City, so.
Oh, I don't know why, but I keep thinking you're in Palm Beach and we should be doing coffee or something.
Because I used to live down there, maybe that's why.
Well, I was in New York last year with ABC for a week.
Oh, there you go.
I did Regis and Kelly and Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
What did you do on that?
Well, I was just keeping the audience laughing.
Oh, okay.
Was doing a stand-up, a kind of a two-way stand-up thing. I sat in the audience, and my lead guy was Paul Mercurio from The Daily Show.
I know Paul Mercurio. Actually, he's I just met Paul.
Yeah.
He knows he's good friends with my publicist, Gail Parento.
Oh, well, Paul and I are friends.
I just met him. I think I met him at the Obies last
okay.
year.
Okay.
Because
yeah.
I go to the Obies every year. Yeah, I think that was it, the Obies. Okay.
Yeah, we were doing this back-and-forth thing where I was profiling the audience, and he was asking me straight questions. And, you know, it was in between the shoots and stuff like that. But when he came down to the Hard Rock, we managed to get together and, you know, exchange families. And I talked to his wife and his kids and stuff. And it was great. I made a new friend from ABC. I didn't really care for being involved with ABC as a network, but I'll work for them if
they change. Wait a minute. Never say never.
Yeah.
You never know.
Yeah. It was a hard week. Let me put it that way.
It was just a hard week. Nothing against ABC.
Nothing against ABC. It was just a rough week.
There you go.
I was happy for Guinness Stout at the end of the day.
Did you go to McSurley's when you were in New York City?
I did.
Awesome.
I don't remember it, but I was there.
Well, you know, Mo, it's been great talking to you. Keep me posted. I've got somebody else on the line now I got to take. I'm not sure who it is, but let me get to them.
I love the cartoon opening. That was so cool.
I know. I love that, too. More to come, Molo. More to come. All right. We'll talk again. Thank
take
you.
Care. Bye.
Bye. Hello?
Hey, man. It's Bill Clinton, man. How in the heck are you, young lady? It's a real pleasure to be on your show, man. I mean, we listen to your show a lot here on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Bill Clinton, man. How in the heck are you, young lady?
Is this you, George?
No, it's me. It's William Jefferson Clinton, the 42nd. I did not have sexual relations with Miss Lewinsky, man. How you doing, kiddo? Real nice to hear your voice, man. You're
okay,
one
who is this on the phone now?
It's Cowport.
Oh, Cowport, okay.
Who else does a horrible Bill Clinton with a Midwestern accent? How you doing, kiddo?
Okay, how you doing? How's your show going?
Just usual, laying it down for the archives, you know.
Kobe the Kitty was on the show today. Mew, mew, mew. Had a great time.
And then Johnny J. Utah, I tell you what we were talking about. Say, we were on Wacko Bob. Talk about grave robbery. So what we're going to have is a grave robber show. We're going to dig up coffins, and we're going to auction them off, you know. Okay, right here. We've got ourselves.
All right. Can you pick Good Friday to do that?
Well, whatever. But my whole point was.
Grave robbing?
About
Good
grave,
Friday?
Grave robbing. Grave robbing of the Titanic, and we were talking about having a grave robbing show because that's the
whole
point.
Oh, well, you know what? Speaking of the Titanic, do you know Fran Capo? Do you know who she is?
No.
Go to www.francapo.com. She actually dove down to the Titanic and will be doing something on CNN this week about that dive.
I understand that, but I talked about the show. I said, we all know the ship sank. People are, that's a grave you're diving into down there, and I get it. There's a video, but how much money they got to make on dead bodies? That's my whole point. When you crawl over these bodies, I mean, on the way by, hopefully you say hello.
Oh, well, actually, she's broke a world record because she actually said a prayer for them down there.
I understand that, but the point is people continue to traffic over the Titanic bodies. And, they're redoing the movie. It's like grave robbery, like I said. I mean, you're going to sell coffins now? I mean, I get it, but it's 100-year anniversary. A lot of people died. 1,500 people died. My whole point of view is.
Yeah, you know. Actually, you know what? It wasn't the most people that died in a ship, actually.
But the point is,
it's just romanticized it. That's why the whole thing about it being romanticized, and that's why as long as people will watch anything about it, people will watch it. It's like car wrecks. Why do they put them on TV?
Because people like to watch it.
That's right.
I understand. I mean, hey, man, what you do, man? Come on, what you doing making money off that kind of stuff?
All right, I gotta go because I want to play some more comedy music. You have
by all means.
Good Friday, Cowpoke, and post your site, okay?
Don't worry about it. I'll see you later.
Okay. That was Cowpoke. Oh, you have some funny people on my line here, funny people. Okay, let's see. Oh, yes, it's Good Friday. Funny that he was talking about grave robbing. The Titanic, is it grave robbing or history? At what point does it become grave robbing in history? And I have a thing on that. Where did Capote, is he on the line? Anyway, those of you listening, I was in Italy, and my Italian not being good, I went to see something called, anything historical, and it was called L'Inglesia della Morte, and I didn't know what that was. And I said, what does that mean? They said the Church of the Dead. So I'm in Umbria. Or Gumbia, one of those places, and I said, oh, I'd like to see anything historical. I walked in, and it was really the Church of the Dead. It was coffins standing up with dead bodies that were mummified. I ran out of there so fast. That's what I get for sightseeing, guys. That's what I get for sightseeing. Anyway, Calpo is just a funny listener. I think he must be a comedian. Calpo, are you a comedian? Check that out. Let's get some comedy going, too. Speaking of comedy, how about some Nancy Lombardo comedy? Oh, that sounds good to me, Nancy. There we go.
we go.
Chris Reagan! Boy, I will do anything not to pay union musicians. You know? I just... Hello there, you sweetie. Well, want to be in a show?
Well, these are the people who came in late. Now you're going to be picked on.
Yeah, no, no, no. I'm sorry. We got a punishment here. We don't say no late. You buy 8 drinks now.
Let's talk about what we're really here for. Me. Me. Yes, Nancy Lombardo. You're probably wondering what kind of woman I am. I'll share it with you. I'm a new age woman. Yes. Every time someone asks my age, I give them a new one. How old would you like me to be? That's how old I am. Oh, you guessed wrong. Too far up. Too far up. Yes, yes, I am. I'm a mother of two. Just so you know, mother of two. You guessed it. One's my husband. I don't know. I don't know. He's very sweet. You know, I met my husband the old-fashioned way. He followed me home, so I kept him. He's just so cute. I hate to shop, so I didn't return him. You know, I just kept him there, and it's just so... He's sweet. He says, look at that. You know, it's a man thing. But it's great. You know, I got all this testosterone running around my house. I'm not actually a housewife, by the way. I'm a migrant farmer. I am, because this is how I spend my days. Because the farthest distance from two points is a man's underwear and the hamper. It can't get in there. It can be over something, under something, in between something. It can't be in there. Because why? Men are born without the ability to bend over. I can't reach it. It's too far. You're going to have to do it for me, honey. Unless it's food, of course. Food drops on the floor. 3 second rule. Still good.
It was
still
good. Me growing up Puerto Rican and Italian in New York City. Never knowing at any given moment when I'd have to chase myself out of my own neighborhood. I'm a jet. I'm a shark. I'm a jet. I'm a shark. Na 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 na. And when the first time I saw West Side Story, I thought, that's my life. How did they know? Because both sides hated each other. They hated. You get the Puerto Ricans in one room and the Italians in another room. They're in the same room together. It's like they're both smelling bad food. Like that. It's very, very fun. My Italian grandmother was very fun. She was very cheap. She wouldn't turn on the lights until it was Helen Keller dark. Grandma, I got to read my homework. It's Helen Keller dark. And I would say, Grandma, I need light. You need a light. Your brother, he no need a light. Your father, he no need a light. But Miss Big Shot, oh, she need a light. You know what we used for light when I was your age? The sun! Is it me? Did anybody else have that grandmother that used the tea bag 100 times? Is it still good? You want some tea? Is it still good?
She does it.
Oh, you're giving her up. Oh, it's going to be a good Mother's Day for you, Michelle. I don't want you stinky old Preston. You've given me up about the tea bag. The tea bag. And you would know because it was like a trick question if you wanted tea, you know? You want a tea? I don't know. Is that one from World War II? I don't know if I want tea that bad. And then, you know, no Italian grandmother would be complete without that large Italian purse that they always carried. Do you know why grandmothers carry those purses, Italian grandmothers?
Why?
For the bread! For the bread! You go to a wedding. You're not even seated. They're like... Grandma, put those rolls back. Put those rolls back. Why? They ain't just going to throw them away anyway. Yeah, but let them serve it first. Land of hurricane, sugar cane, and don't complain, don't explain.
terrible cook burnt everything. Now it's called Cajun. She could speak two languages at the same time. Growing up, I had no idea what my mother was saying. She would turn to me and just start screaming, Linda! Mira! No, 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 I don't have time for this girl. Look at what I'm saying, so stop! That hurt.
What did you just
say? And then she had these mom wisdoms that she used to impart to me, these mom wisdoms. Cliches, you might know them as, or glitches, I should call them. Mira, Nancy, listen to these glitches. It's going to save your life. Mira, the cork doesn't fall far from the bottle. You got to take the bees with the honey. Every clown has a silver lining. My head hurts. What do you say? She was crazy that way. She was oblivious to racism. We lived in the... She moved us from the capital of Puerto Rico, New York City, to South Florida because they had an accent. She had an accent. It all worked out. So one day my mother comes home. She goes, Nancy, mira, I was in the store. I'm so excited. I heard there's a Spanish family on our block, but I have been driving around for hours and hours. I can't find them. Mom, we're the Spanish family. She'd give me good advice about finding a husband. She said, Nancy, mira, a man is like a chew. Pick out a good one, break it in, and stay away from the cheap ones. They never last. So I married a Gucci loafer with a cushioned sole. Together we have a man child. His name is Michael. His Cherokee name is Runs with Scissors. I'll never forget the time he asked me with his little honest eyes, Mommy, where do babies come from? And I wanted to be absolutely honest, so I looked into his eyes and I said, well, honey, in your case, they come from absolute vodka. I didn't want him to be misinformed like I was when I was little because I had really curly hair. My mom would brush it and I'd go, ow, ow. And she'd go, well, young lady, if you think that hurts, how do you expect to have a baby? And for the longest time until I read that little pink book, Why Jane Can't Go Swimming Today, I thought having your hair brushed had something to do with having a baby. Italian grandmothers. I love the Italian grandmothers. What do 60 minutes and an Italian grandmother have in common? You know, we didn't rehearse, by the way. Just so you know that this is great. This kid is just, oh, Chris, can you play this? Can you play that? Can you play that? You wanna try something else, Chris? That other thing that we didn't rehearse?
Yeah.
All right. You feeling poetic?
Feeling poetic.
Okay. Feeling poetic. Let's get a little Kerouac here. You ready? I once dreamed of being chased through a dollhouse by a white lobster that wore glitter and spoke with a French accent. Now what this meant I'll never know, but I do know if I told anybody I'd be labeled a lunatic and labeled wrongly unless it's for the public good. Let's say you're at a party and you can take out a labeling gun and start tagging people like they do in Wild Kingdom. Wacko, loser, you so friendly. Too friendly like the guys in the office, or your boss is really nice, except in an earthquake you'd really be thinking, he's old, he's slow, I can beat him to the Georgia. Oh yeah, LA's a jammed up situation. I have enough faults I wouldn't purposely build my home over one. The one time I was naive enough to think that generic food was for the elderly. Big black and white label. And then a friend pointed out, Nancy, there's a difference between generic and geriatric. Boy, did I feel foolish not to be confused with that. But I do think they have a lot to do with each other. Since men tend to do a lot of thinking from that area. What all this has to do
think I'm crazy. You're probably right.
Comedy Club. That was a fun time. Hello, my guest out there. Betty Jo's typing away. Betty Jo Movie Attic Headquarters. And also, she has a site, and she also has a blog, and she's got everything there, and she's going to post everything there. I like that it says Betty Jo typing. Hello, all my guests popping in at 11. All my guests, you know what? My guest, you're used to my show being at 11. That's why you're popping in now, but I'm glad all my guests are there. This is awesome. Terrific. Post your sites, everyone. Post your sites. Anyway, listen, I'm hoping Fran Capo gets a chance to call in. Fran is, right now she's in editing a piece on what she when she dove to the bottom of the Titanic. That woman's been all over the world. I love the Fran Capo. It's going to be, Fran sent me some info. Let me see if I can put it up. It'll be Sunday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on CNN International. It'll be live. You'll only see CNN in the U.S. if you have the premium package on your cable. And it's a different – CNN NI is different than CNN domestic. So you can't watch it online, but I'm sure she'll post it later. But it's good to tune into because I love Fran Capo. I got to say, she just inspires me. Not only is she a great comedian, but she has been to the Antarctic, to the top of Mount Kilimanjaro. She's written over 17 books, and she's pure inspiration. And speaking of pure inspiration, yes, it's CNNI, though, I think, George. I see you put it on there. CNN International. So it would be not the regular CNN, but CNNI. Ooh, Rachel Willigren's on the line. Hey, we got George. George Bettinger, the George Bettinger, Mr. Red M&M himself, is on the line. I love that man. He is so funny. Just listen.
Hey, Carly, you imbecile. What took you so long?
Coffee.
Oh, it's a coffee fit. Hey, there's a place. George Bettinger's mom and pop shop. Come on, kid. I'll get you a cup of coffee. Can I help you, fellas?
Oh, coffee, quick.
Oh, I don't believe it. Los tres chiflados.
Hey, mister, get my friend a cup of coffee, quick. Okay, sure. Would you like a regular? No, Kenya. Kenya? No. Make it Sumatra. I got you under my skin. Not Sinatra, you idiot. Sumatra. We just have plain old coffee. What? No kosher coffee? You know, a glatte latte. Yuck, yuck, yuck. How about a slappuccino? Thanks, Mo. I needed that. Anytime, biped.
Oy, que bruto.
Hiya, Tex.
Toots, Q-ball.
Take it easy, little girl. Whenever he has coffee, he gets a little bit excited. Yeah, let's dance. Doble hano, una hatacina, macarena. Bop doody, bop doody, bop doody, bena.
Oh, yeah, you order and a bag of chips, chubby. Yo, Jorge, thanks for the chuckles.
Minnie, wait a minute. Are you paying for these, or is this going to be another Tuesday deal?
Aight, Georgie, I'm buying.
Oh, it's Minnie the Moocher.
That's it, homie.
Let's get out of here, kid.
Love that George Bettinger. He is one funny guy and a mutual admiration society for the wonderful Fran Capo. You can find Fran Capo at www.francapo.com. She also goes all over the world speaking, too. George Bettinger, man of many voices, every day. Oh, it's going to be on today, George? Okay, this is a new time. 3:30 to 5 p.m., I guess for the holidays, right? Okay, that's George Bettinger on Hot Mix 106.com. You can go to his Facebook page, Facebook him, join his crowd, and then you'll know whenever he's going to be on and be part of his Facebook chat every day, which can get really, really funny. My friend Rachel, I see you're typing. Okay, put that in there, Rachel. Great. Poor Rachel, she took a tumble off of some platform shoes. Woohoo! And she's typing with a broken wrist, but she's a workaholic, and that's what she does. Hi, Wacko Bob. Love your show every day. Post your site, Wacko Bob, too. George Bettinger, he's funny. This show, it just keeps evolving. It's really terrific. And his wife, Lisette, and his little boy even get in on the act. So listen every day. And he's always finding these finds. It's not like you're going to hear the same thing all the time. All these songs that you go, oh, yeah, I remember that one. That's a great. Now, here's a song you might not remember. Isn't that nice? You won't remember this because I didn't realize I didn't have the lyrics on this, but this is a very fun song, and it's written by Tony Salvatore with hilarious lyrics by me, which I forgot to download. Because that's the kind of fun we're having. Oh, look at all my guests today. Terrific. I love it. Rachel, post something. Come on. Post something there. Let's see. Face to face. What is this? Oh, yeah, face to face. Go check out that website, everybody. And also Nearsay Blog. Rachel Willigren, right there. And Betty Jo. Oh, look at that. Ventura, very good. We got a lot of good stuff coming on. And George Bender Show, The Mom and Pop Shop, every day. It's kind of my underlying promo music, right? Actually, what do we have here? George wrote a promo for me. I'm going to play that. Here we go.
Say the secret word and the deck will come down and pay you $1,000. You're listening to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts. Hey, Mo! Hey, Mo! What is it, Carly? What is it? I want to listen to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts. Ruff, ruff. You know, it's an amazing thing. This is Jackie Mason, and you're listening to Comedy Concepts with my good friend Nancy Lombardo right here on the wonderful station on Blog Talk Radio. If you knew it, if you only knew what you were hearing, you'd understand that this is the greatest program a person could ever have. Nancy Lombardo right here at Comedy Concepts.
We do have fun here. We do have fun. Oh, gosh, let's see. Oh, here's a good song. Betty will be performing on the 13th at the Tribeca Y downtown at 9 p.m. And here's one of their hit songs I'm going to play for you now. The group Betty at the Tribeca Y, April 13th. That's Friday the 13th, 9 p.m. Make your reservations now.
Did you tell her? Did you tell her? Did you tell her we went somewhere dark so we couldn't be seen? Did you tell her?
terrific song. The group Betty, I love those ladies. They'll be at the 92nd Y downtown Tribeca. Just go check them out. Look them up online. They're terrific, terrific. Rachel, do you have anything else you want to promote? Put it on there, Wacko Bob. Put your site on. And you can see me when, Nancy? April 18th at 8:30. Only $20 at the Gotham Comedy Club, 200 West 23rd Street. Reservations go to 212-367. Is that a 9 or an 8? 9,000, I believe. I'm looking at a small postcard. And that's where I'll be emceeing for headliner Michelle Ballin. You know her from Last Comic Standing. Phenomenal comedian. Phenomenal. Love her. Big fan. And I look forward to performing there. And also that night are going to be some other people. Who do we have? Angela LaGreca. She sings. She does comedy. She's a producer on The Day Show. Marla Schultz. She was on Get Girls Behaving Badly with Chelsea. Marliana Shivyavo, winner of Funniest News Producer. And, of course, Michelle Ballin, who I love. So that's April 18th. That's on a Wednesday. Come check me out there. You guys are really great. What guest? Guest, where are you from in the chat room? I'd like to know where everyone's listening from. This is a big guest-a-thon going on here. That's terrific. What can I play for my guest-a-thon? Should it be music? Should it be... How about some Alicia Levy State Fair from Drop 6?
Right.
Right.
You suck.
I'll start. So it was the beginning of March, and we were going to the State Fair. He was wearing his burgundy cable knit.
That went with the khakis the dry cleaner gave you by mistake.
Mr. Payne.
Mr. Payne.
Thank you for coming.
That's what.
Right.
So my sweater had a hole in it.
It was big.
Huge.
It was hugely big. He had gotten it as a sister.
But not from her sister.
No, because they're not attracted to each other anymore.
No, that's done.
So she had just gotten a dog.
Shih Tzu.
Oh, it was a corgi.
Shih Tzu corgi, Belen.
It was a shit corgi.
It was aggressive. So we're online at the State Fair waiting to see the butter sculpture.
It was a huge red ball.
Except it was yellow because it was made out of butter. And this one had a little too much to drink.
Well, let's just say I hit the lemonade stand twice. Take that lemonade stand.
So we need to find a restroom fast.
Rapido.
Ching chow.
Mr. Payne.
So we're walking. We're walking. Funnel cake. Balloon.
Ring top. Goldfish.
Carnies. Freak show.
Bearded. Lady.
Ferris wheel.
Mommy.
Vomit. So we're lost. Restroom, nowhere to be found.
And I'm getting antsy.
And we see this woman.
Standing by the vomit.
And we go to ask her, where's the nearest Johnny on the spot?
Who's Johnny?
Where's
the spot?
And this one taps her on her bony shoulder and says,
can you direct me to the powder room?
Who's powder?
Where's his room? So she turned around and I was terrified.
Oh, she had these beady eyes.
And her eyelashes were crooked.
And these sideburns.
And her cheekbones were low. And she opened her mustached mouth and said,
what do you think you're doing? I'm trying to watch the kids go down the slide. People with money think they own the world.
It was a little higher than that, actually. It was more like, what do you think you're doing? I'm trying to watch the kids go down the slide. People with money think they own the world.
Right, right, right. But we're forgetting she was toothless. So it was like a,
oh, what do you think you're doing? I'm trying to watch the kids go down the slide. People with money think they own the world.
She wouldn't let go.
I wouldn't let go. I brought him in the bathroom with me.
Johnny on the spot.
Johnny.
There's a spot.
Oh.
And here you all are.
9 months later. For our little Zachary's Hanukkah bris.
Hanukkah bris.
Brisica.
L'chaim.
Shalom.
Rabbi.
Oh, that's from Drops 6. They're very good, too.
They're a terrific group. Let's see, what other fun can we have today? Everybody's been so great. Wow, what a lot of guests. Thank you, all my new guests, for joining in today. Please be sure to follow me on Facebook so you'll know on Facebook, Comedy Concepts, Blog Talk Radio, so that, you know, I could check you out and know you're there. And then you can know when my show is every time. So nice to have so many guests. Let me find something for you. Oh, here's a fun one. How about from Lucy Arnaz? Here's a little fun. Wait for it. Wait for it. Wait for it. Get ready. Be energized. Fun. I hope everybody's going to have a good holiday, whatever your holiday be. And it's, I guess I got to write a new song for the holidays, I think. I got to see what's going on there. Yeah, so Fran Capo, www.francapo.com. She's in the middle of editing. I was hoping she'd have a chance to call in to promote this thing that she's doing. I'll just say it again for her. And George Bettinger, thanks for being on the show again. Let me see, Fran. Okay, 7:30 Sunday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, CNNI. That's CNN International, and you can see her piece on the Titanic. For more information, go to www.francapo.com and to find out more about Fran Capo, because she is just a phenomenal woman. And let's see. Irina and Luboff. Have a little book review, Irina and Luboff. Irina and Luboff. Here we go.
Says to a guy with a chihuahua, let's go to the restaurant over there and get something to eat. The guy with the chihuahua says, we can't get in there. We got our dogs with us. The guy with the Doberman Pinscher says, follow my lead. They go over to the restaurant. Before he walks in, the guy with the Doberman Pinscher puts on a pair of dark glasses. He goes to walk in. The guy's door says, I'm sorry, sir, no pets allowed. He says, you don't understand. This is my seeing eye dog. The guy at the door says, a Doberman Pinscher? He says, yes, well, they're using them now. They're excellent. All right, come on in. The guy with chihuahua puts on a pair of dark glasses. He's walking up to the door. The guy says, I'm sorry, sir, no pets allowed. He says, you don't understand. This is my seeing eye dog. The guy at the door says, a chihuahua? He says, they gave me a chihuahua? Six guys are carrying a casket out of church in the middle of winter. All of a sudden, the lead guy slips on the ice. The casket gets away. It goes down the stairs, down the road, through an intersection in the middle of town, leaps over a curb, smashes through a drugstore door, slams into the counter. The lid pops open, and the stiff sits up. The druggist says, can I help you? The stiff says, yeah, could you please give me something to stop this coughing? Sorry, you like folk songs? Puff the Magic Dragon.
That was Jackie Martling. Always fun, Jackie, and always somewhere on the road. Look for Jackie Martling wherever he might be. Wow, I can't believe how fast the time went. We went really quick today. A lot of fun people in the chat room. I'm trying to find a song. Here we go. Oh, there's nothing there. I'm looking for it to go out on. Everybody, again, you could see me the 18th at Gotham Comedy Club. Call for reservations now. Always doesn't hurt to do it in advance. And it's been a fun show, and I hope everybody's going to have a good holiday, no matter what it is and what you're celebrating. Be sure to share it with those less fortunate. Invite them over for dinner, something. Do something positive. for the holiday. I know it's kind of a sad holiday, isn't it? But turn it around, you know, turn it around and make it a good thing. Okay, thank you, everyone. Remember, Fran Capo, www.francapo.com. How about a reprise of my favorite song? This is Comedy Concepts on Blog Radio with Nancy Lombardo.
I'm being chased through a dollhouse by a white lobster that wore glitter and spoke with a French accent. Now, what this meant, I'll never know. But I do know if I told anybody, I'd be labeled a lunatic. And labeled wrong, unless it's for the public good. Let's say you're at a party, and you can take out a labeling gun and start tagging people like they do in Wild Kingdom. Wacko. Loser. Or your boss is really nice. Except in an earthquake, you'd really be thinking, he's old, he's slow. I can beat him to the door jam. Oh, yeah, LA's a jammed up situation. I'm enough false, I wouldn't purposely build my home over one. The one time I was naive enough to think that generic food was for the elderly. And then a friend pointed out, Nancy, there's a difference between generic and geriatric. Or did I feel foolish? Not to be confused with that. But I do think they have a lot to do with each other. Since men tend to do a lot of thinking from that area. How my brain works and connects things like so. So anytime you think, yeah, I'm crazy, you're probably
holiday, whatever your holiday is. And don't forget to share with those less fortunate. Thank you. This is Blog Talk Radio saying, hop to it. Life is good.